Charlie Kirk, First Step Act was proven to work in red states. By Robert Krajicek on November 19, 2018. Charlie Kirk, founder and head of Turning Point USA, told Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow on Monday that policies included within the First Step Act, FSA, have been proven to work in Texas. As a guest on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily, Kirk responded to critiques of the FSA from Senator Tom Cotton, RR, published in USA Today editorial. "I love Tom Cotton," said Kirk. "I think he's terrific on a lot of issues. And I just saw a lot of similar tactics that we critique the left on how they're approaching this bill. For example, I read Tom Cotton's piece, and it's filled with pure demagoguery in attacking this bill called the First Step Act. Listen," Kirk continued, "there's a prison reform bill that's hopefully passing through Congress. The House passed it a couple of months ago, and now in this lame duck session the president is trying to get a legislative win before the new Congress is installed. The Senate would have to pass it and Mitch McConnell is being very hesitant. In fact, he said it's probably unlikely that it would come to a vote." Kirk added, "The demagoguery that Tom Cotton is putting forth in critiquing this bill really frustrated me. Because I looked at the actual text of the bill and the studies from some conservative libertarian think tanks. For example, Tom Cotton said it's going to be harder to deport illegal aliens, which is something I care a lot about, and there's been no evidence to show that. I can't figure out where he came up with that." Kirk went on, "Tom Cotton and his allies say, anyone who is supporting this, you're also aligning yourself with Van Jones. I'm not a fan of Van Jones, but that's a horrible argument. Not to support something just because Van Jones supports it." Marlow concurred in rejecting guilt by association arguments against the FSA. "It is the same thing as saying, you shouldn't like the president because David Duke endorsed him." Kirk remarked, "It's not sentencing reform. It's not even criminal justice reform. It's prison reform. Those are three different categories, in essence. We have an exploding prison population of what some would call the wrong types of prisoners. So we focus a lot on nonviolent prisoners, and because of mandatory minimums and other laws, we have a heavy focus on people that didn't commit nonviolent crimes that are serving a lot longer in prison than those that was actually committed violent atrocities." Kirk stated, "For example, the average prison time for a rapist in America is 8 to 10 years, where you have some of these nonviolent drug dealers that are in prison for 30, 40, or 50 years." Kirk continued, "For example, Texas, that's not exactly Connecticut or Massachusetts, passed their equivalent of the First Step Act under Governor Rick Perry. And they saw recidivism rates go down, they saw prisoners re-enter the workplace population. And this bill is almost a direct carbon copy of what worked in Texas." Kirk added, "It also worked in some other states in the South. I don't want to misspeak, but I believe Louisiana or Georgia did something similar. I know Texas has been the blueprint." Kirk noted the FSA's proposal to do away with mandates for convicted felons to identify themselves as such via job applications. "The FSA has a provision to get rid of the box. And that is, essentially, that a felon has to check a box when they go and apply for a job," noted Kirk. "Now, the Senate is debating whether or not to put this in the Senate version bill. And there's been data to show there's some good and some bad about it." Kirk explained, "Part of the bill would provide some funding to allot job training for the last 10% of a prison sentence for some of the prisons to actually get some form of applicative job training to when they re-enter society they have some form of a skill so they can find some job." Kirk continued, "The other part of the bill is actually parole reform, which incentivizes parole officers, and this worked in Texas, to actually work with former prisoners to find jobs and say, this is something you should do. And it actually is a forward direction to find work." Kirk claimed, "Studies show that in Texas, when they did appropriate this money, it had a massive impact on actually improving prisoners' re-entry into society." Kirk spoke of the status quo of what he described of excessive sentencing of felons convicted of nonviolent crimes. "We do have to admit, something has to be done about this prison population," declared Kirk. "It is actually a huge burden on taxpayers. We spend tens of billions of dollars on prisons every single year, and arguably hundreds of billions of dollars on societal and cultural costs, whether it be broken families or broken homes. There is no good argument to be made that the prison system is working as it should, right now. Kirk said, this is not a get-out-of-jail-free or jailbreak bill. It does address sentencing reform. It does have some reforms on the parole side and allows re-entry to be more seamless. Again, basing on red state reforms, this is not a prison reform bill based on California or New York where people would maybe say, oh my goodness. Successful prison reform measures may help Republicans make political inroads with various communities, said Kirk. What if this actually works? Asked Kirk. What if these prisoners start to get jobs and these communities get better? Maybe their communities might stop being so Democrat over a long period of time. That makes you think, Democrats want these communities to be perpetually poor. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Prejcik on Twitter.